Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. As Congress gridlocks over climate change, some states are taking steps to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. In Washington state, Democrats have introduced legislation that would charge polluters for their CO2 emissions that they release into the atmosphere. But Republicans are in control of the state Senate, and they've signaled they don't support the legislation. Well, Ashley Ahern of Here and Now contributing station KUOW invited two leading state senators, a Democrat and a Republican, to have a beer together to see if there's any room for compromise.
Senator Doug Erickson is a Republican from Ferndale, Washington, home to several oil refineries. He says he doesn't think CO2 emissions are a problem. Senator Kevin Ranker does. He's a Democrat from Orcas Island, a more liberal part of the state. These guys don't talk to one another unless they have to, and they certainly don't get together for beers.
Hi.
I meet Senator Ranker at the bar. Senator Erickson shows up a few minutes later and orders a beer.
Oh, the Northwest Pale Ale, that sounds good.
Put it on Senator Ranker's account.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. I'll buy you a beer.
The two men crack some jokes. They're sort of feeling one another out. I'm here to ask them about climate change. These guys are key players in the legislature when it comes to this issue, but they don't see eye to eye. So I finish my drink to work up my nerve, take my empty glass, and put it, boom, right in the middle of the table.
So this glass is the elephant in the room. Guess what it is?
Senator Ranker takes a guess.
I don't know. Politics, oil, climate, what?
Yeah, climate change. I just want to acknowledge it there because...
Talk politics.
This isn't politics. This is a question that a lot of voters are thinking about. Yep. And I just want it to be acknowledged that that's something that you guys are ideologically think very differently about. And I want to know where there's common ground. That's why we're here tonight, right?
Senator Erickson, the Republican, answers first.
I don't consider myself to be a carbon warrior. I don't consider myself to be a defender of fossil fuels. You know, I consider myself to be a person who wants to protect the economy as we move forward while we're moving into new technology to solve problems. You know, whether it's nuclear or natural gas or whatever you want to talk about in terms of different things, you know, coming from the perspective of Washington State rather than the perspective of the world, you know, from our little corner of what we're trying to get done here. And my thing is I don't want to sacrifice good-paying jobs in Washington State to send a message to China.
Senator Ranker, the Democrat, sits across the table squirming.
Carbon emissions are not good. Can we agree on that? That they make our air dirtier, they make our communities less healthy, and they're contributing to climate change. I mean, that's a big deal.
Doug Erickson is listening. He smiles here and there, but he's not really giving an inch.
You know, carbon's a natural thing out there. So, I mean, I need carbon to grow my crops and for trees to live.
Not at the level it is right now, right?
Senator Ranker keeps pushing. He talks about shrinking snowpack, more intense wildfires, ocean acidification, basically the consensus in the scientific community that greenhouse gas emissions are disrupting the global climate, often in negative ways.
And so what I'm saying is there are economic impacts, there are environmental impacts, and there are surely health and community impacts on Washington State from greenhouse gas emissions into the atmosphere. And so why shouldn't we? And isn't it our obligation to do something about it? And I think, you know what? I think the legislature could have a thoughtful conversation, you know, even this year, about what actions should be taken.
Erickson's looking down into his drink. He doesn't have to strike a deal here. His party is in control of the state Senate. So if any climate change bills get heard, it'll be because the Republicans allow them to be heard. It's going to be a tough session for Washington State Democrats. Republicans have introduced some clean energy legislation, but it doesn't include any hard limits or reduction goals for greenhouse gas emissions. Democrats are pushing their own legislation that would make big emitters pay. So far, it's looking like common ground may be hard to find. For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Ahern in Olympia, Washington.
And Ashley reports from the Northwest Public Media Collaborative, EarthFix.